Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
You know, I got to tell you, Mike, I kind of jumped the gun a bit. I told you I was going to wait until after the show for that second donut. No, I had half the donut already. I got thinking about it, and I said, why am I waiting? And so I already had half the donut.
No, you know what? You had a minute to yourself to compose yourself and think about the greatness of the day that has been thrust upon you and in Ford for your 2021 campaign. I mean, you want to talk about winning. I mean, you're winning in so many ways until they actually get on the field. Then we'll see.
Yeah, but I'm winning in 2021. Francisco Lindor, Robert Saleh, the Knicks don't suck. I mean, this is a big deal. This is a great 2021 so far.
Make sure you got everything put together and nice, neat, and packaged. Tell everybody what you think of them, because that usually means there's a storm of brewing.
So we'll have more on Robert Saleh coming up. We got Jay Glazer on the way in about 20 minutes. Look. The Jets got the right guy. They got a fiery guy who's the anti-Adam Gase that's going to bring energy. Players are already saying how happy they are for Robert Saleh because they love him. No players were happy for Adam Gase when the Jets got him 2 years ago. They were all saying how happy they were he left Miami. Look, yes, you always want to go in a different direction and bring in a different kind of head coach when you just fire one. So I get that part of it, but it doesn't matter because the Jets need to rebuild and instill a winning attitude and a winning culture, and that's what Robert Saleh is going to do. He had his defense is at the top of the NFL. Doesn't matter how many guys were hurt last year. They were still at the top of the NFL. They were in the Super Bowl the year before that. They hired the right guy. It is extremely exciting. For once, I can say, all right, my team did it. And you know I'm being honest because I told you 2 years ago, the day they hired Adam Gase, I said, I'm just going to wait for him to be fired. Because he wasn't a good candidate, and he was the only guy. The Jets were the only team that wanted to hire him. No, nobody else. Adam Gase got fired from the Dolphins, and he had one of those Bart Simpson, I better straighten up and fight. Oh, no, I don't need to do that. Oh, the Jets are calling me to hire me. And so he never had to learn from his mistakes or anything else. I just jumped right to this next job, made all the same mistakes again. No, the Jets got the right guy. And not only that, they got the number one candidate that was available. You can give the Jets the offseason head coaching trophy if there is one, because they got the guy they wanted.
They got the guy they wanted. They have won the offseason with part one.
Yeah, Jets have won the part one of the offseason. They are the winners.
You know, obviously, the people in Jacksonville want to fight you for that title, but they won't want to fight Robert Saleh. We know that to be the case. You go get the guy. Establish, where you're refocusing your organization. You don't have a lot of assets, except that you have some flexibility in money and you have some picks. You got to go make the best of them, find a direction and start pushing. And hopefully the ownership stays out of the way, for your sake. On the other side, we've been talking about the Mets and all the power moves they're looking to make. Still 88% of the free agent class ready to sign. So you'll see other activity hopefully in the next week or so. But from the Jets' perspective, on the heels of the Urban Meyer news earlier this afternoon, to suddenly be on air and have David Gascon be like, hey, wait a minute, we got some breaking news. Like, yes, and it's the Jets that come in second place.
And the thing is, look, it's if you had the Super Bowl of the offseason, it's Jets and Jaguars, interconference matchup. They got the right coaches. They have the top two draft picks. They have the most draft picks in the top 60. They have the most money. All right, it's easy to see why these guys are winning. But more so for the Jaguars, right, to put a pin in Robert Saleh for, 8 seconds. The Jaguars, what they are on the cusp of, I told you they should be in the Super Bowl in 4 years because they have everything they need to succeed. Urban Meyer has everything he needs to succeed. But more importantly, the Jaguars are about to become the new Packers. All right, the Packers are able to be – they're the small market that could – All right, we remember the history of the Packers. They were great when the NFL first started, the first couple of Super Bowls. Then they were terrible. I mean, they had a good 25 years of, oh, man, the Packers are bad.
Randy Wright, Lynn Dickey, and Don Majkowski. How dare you?
Magic Man was okay. Lynn Dickey was okay. They had a couple of playoff appearances. They had Paul Kaufman and John Jefferson and James Lofton. But by and large, the Packers were terrible. And then they get in the Favre and Aaron Rodgers era, and they've been the Green Bay Packers for the past 25 years. This is what happens when you get the quarterback position right and you can roll from one guy to the next. Look at the Packers. They're the small market team that is a big market bully. And the Jaguars are going to be that team because they have Trevor Lawrence now coming in. And if he's the once-in-a-lifetime quarterback that everybody says he's supposed to be, guess what? People are going to go to Jacksonville to play. Why? Because the weather's really warm there. It's really nice. I don't have to go to Green Bay if I want to go to a small market team that's going to win. I'll go to Jacksonville. I'll go to Florida because I like Florida. And Florida clearly is going to – and Jacksonville's clearly going to have it going on with Trevor Lawrence, with the young players they have. Urban Meyer, I don't expect him to coach long. I think he'll coach maybe 4 or 5 years. He'll win a Super Bowl and then say, you know, look, guys, I'm done. You know, he's had health issues in the past. He's never stayed any place longer than a few years. But it's just going to roll from coach to coach to coach, just like in Green Bay. It rolled from Paul Holmgren of the Flyers, from Mike Holmgren to Mike McCarthy. You're moving on now. Matt LaFleur's got it going. That's how it's going to go in Jacksonville. And they are on the cusp of being the new Packers because they will do everything in Jacksonville that Green Bay did in Green Bay. We have the franchise quarterback. We have young players around them that are good. We have a really enviable situation as far as weather and lifestyle. Great. Hey, I'm going there. If I got to go someplace small market, I'm going to go there. Jaguars are going to be the new Packers.
Well, I think this is where it gets fun in terms of the recruiting side of this because of Meyer's working in college football with us as part of Fox Sports. So certainly has been in tune. So a lot of this is going to be recruiting. When you've got that much cash on hand, right, you get to sell the nucleus, you get to sell the area, proximity to Gators. I don't know. Maybe that works.
Yeah.
Or theme parks or whatever it is, the tax thing. You got to – because, like, when I worked at Northwestern, right, after, finishing at school, they hired me, and I used to do financial aid stuff when they'd come to campus. They'd be doing their interviews of, hey, here's my records, here's my grades and my test scores and everything. It's like, all right, now go talk over with that guy about how you're going to finance this. It's going to be the same thing for Urban Meyer. He's going to have like 3 or 4 specialists on these Zoom calls. All right, this guy can show you the real estate in the area. Here's a couple of houses that might be nice near the facilities. Here's what you can do with the kids. Here's what you else for recreation. Oh, and here's the tax guy. And he's holding up a sign that says minus 10 to 13% over New York and Los Angeles. So, you know, here's what you can save as part of our big spending to get our all 22 put in the right place, right? We were talking a little bit earlier, Jaguars insider. They had 6 kickers over the course of the year. All right, go find somebody to stabilize that position. That doesn't cost you much, but there's, you know, a piece of the puzzle, checkbox. And then you can sell pretty good nuclei. Yeah, that's right. Nuclei on both the offensive and defensive sides of the ball. Like, you've got playmakers on offense that are ready to install. And there are a lot of wide receivers hitting the open market. So you get to sell, hey, you want to come catch some balls from Trevor Lawrence? Here, let me show you some tape. Right, defensive side, you've got a couple of pass rushers already and guys that are impact players. You want to go work with them? They're young. They're still on their rookie deals. So, yeah, there's an opportunity here, and a lot of it's going to be the salesmanship. I'm not sure he's there very long. That was my reticence, you know, when we first started talking about this of bringing Urban Meyer on. But if Shad Khan's going to get out of the way and let him build, could be pretty fun to watch over the next 24 months.
Twitter at How About a Fresca, Mike at Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. Really quick, when you upgrade your job post, Indeed immediately delivers candidates from our resume database who fit your job criteria. Let Indeed sift through resumes so you can focus on selecting your top candidates. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined. This according to Breezy HR 2019. Receive a $75 sponsored job credit when you post a job at Indeed.com/credit. That's Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply. All right, Mike, are you ready to hear what the Texans want right now in exchange for Deshaun Watson. Are you ready?
Oh, I can't wait.
Are you ready?
Let's
okay.
Go.
So Benjamin Albright, Pro Football Network's Benjamin Albright, he and I follow each other on Twitter, publicized this report that said that, listen, the Texans say they're not trading Deshaun Watson. They're not doing it. Yeah, right. Okay. According to Albright, this is what the Texans would want if they do trade Deshaun Watson. According to team source, per Benjamin Albright, the Texans would want 3 first-round picks, 3 second-round picks, and a Pro Bowl caliber player to consider a deal.
You mean a guy from special teams like David Putney? Because that's exactly what you got in the deal. They're basically saying, hey, Miami, we want to make the trade back.
Yeah.
So reading the message boards. You're getting killed out there.
3 firsts, 3 seconds, and a Pro Bowl caliber player. All right, now off the top of my head, a couple of teams, well, obviously the Jaguars aren't going to do it. They're going to get Trevor Lawrence. They're going to say thank you very much. But the Jets and the Dolphins are the only teams that could really do that because they have the draft capital. Well, we made trades. We can trade. We can turn those 2 Jamal Adams first-round picks into Deshaun Watson. Then suddenly it's a first, 3 seconds. I mean, good luck finding a Pro Bowl player on the Jets.
Well,
that's going to be the one thing. We want a Pro Bowl player. Dude, we're the Jets. Okay, come on,
how about
man.
A Pro Bowl-like player? Right, because Tom Brady's not a Pro Bowler.
You know,
and folks are trying to use that as some kind of argument about his year, like they haven't watched a snap of football this year. But, you know, we could find one or two guys that of the Jets that will consider alternates.
Yeah, like if do you want Marcus May and sign him to a long-term deal? Like, okay, he could be on his way out, so it could be a sign and trade or something going on there. But they're not going to give you Mekhi Becton. That's not happening. You know, and they're not going to give you Quinnen Williams, so that's not happening. I mean, you can – I think in the end, the Texans throw this out there. Let's see what people respond with, because the Texans aren't throwing this out there unless they're okay seeing teams come at them that maybe they would part with Deshaun Watson. Because if they weren't trading him, it would be we're not trading him. We're just not – we're going to work this out. We're going to – but as it happens, they can sit here till they're blue in the face and say we're not trading him. We went over the list of all the players last night whose teams said in the past 5 or 7 years, we are not trading these guys. All of them have gotten traded, right? As long as Deshaun Watson wants to get traded, the Texans have no choice. I mean, that's why the whole thing, the Texans aren't trading him, is so overblown. It's like, yeah, you can decide that. But if Deshaun Watson doesn't want to stay, guess what? He's going to get traded. You don't have the power in that situation. You think you do, but you don't. Because if Deshaun Watson doesn't want to play for you, guess what? You got to trade him. You're not going to have him sit out and have it be a really bad situation. And you have a Pro Bowl player, one of the top 5 quarterbacks in the NFL, not playing for you and not bringing you anything back in return, when clearly he's never going to play for you again. I mean, that's just ridiculous. The Texans are talking like they have power. They don't. All right, you throw this out there because now let's see who's interested. And is it going to be 3 first-round picks for him? Probably. Yeah, I don't doubt that that's the case. You'll want 3 first-round picks for Deshaun Watson. Would you probably want a quarterback in return? Maybe. It depends on where those draft picks are going to be. But 3 firsts and a couple more seconds? Yeah, that's going to wind up what's going to be the price for Deshaun Watson. And a couple of teams can pay that. The door is open to this already. I'll double down on what I said last night. If Deshaun Watson wants out, it's just a matter of time and where he's getting traded. And it will happen at some point in the offseason before the NFL draft, because that's how it goes when stars say, I want out. If you want out bad enough, you will find your way out. Just look at James Harden.
For this, it's all just a matter of does he get what he wants at the coach, right? Does Caserio call him and say, all right, who's the guy? And are they amenable to that? If that, then sure. Otherwise, I think the fight continues. I know there are some that have worked in the league that are just saying, no, they'll never trade him. I can't say that it's categorically to that level, just like I'm not predicting Super Bowls for Urban Meyer. You know what? He's still got a lot to build. But there's enough to like about the hire. But for this, it's if he truly wants out, even after having just opened that restaurant and really saying, I'm part of your community. Oh, wait, James Harden said he gave it all to the city, too. See how crazy that gets just so fast?
Twitter it out about a fresca. Mike at Swollen Dome. The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. Coming up next, Jay Glazer stops by. What does he think about the Robert Saleh hire for the Jets? What does he think about Urban Meyer and the Jaguars and more? You got to hear Jay with a story about Chuck Liddell that is just legendary. That's coming up next right here, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Yo.
And surprise, surprise, Adam Gase is the number one trending topic on Twitter right now.
Wow.
Jets fans getting even with Adam Gase for the last time.
It's a lot of pettiness.
Robert
Saleh
is the guy. Yeah. Look, I want to say this. Look, when Robert Saleh gets introduced as the Jets' new head coach sometime in the next couple of days, I want him to walk into the press conference just crushing multiple tacos in each hand. Just like right in here. Here's our new head coach, Robert, come on in. And he's got like three in one hand and two in another. And he's just crushing them. And then he's slamming them on people's foreheads. And then he sits down and says, now ask me what you want to ask me. I really want to see that happen.
Smashes them together like he's Stone Cold Steve Austin and proceeds to consume whatever doesn't fall to the floor. I like what you're thinking here. I think there's a nice sponsorship available for Coach.
He just says, meme that. You meme that, right? I'm going to kill these tacos right now. Boom! And it's just like what it looks like Andre the Giant when he had a beer in his hand, how tiny the beer looked.
Oh, yeah.
Just how tiny the tacos are. And he's just shoving them in his mouth.
Well, maybe he just buys a thing of tiny tacos, and then looks like a giant.
We can take that meme from Avengers, right? Remember when Hulk gives Ant-Man the tacos?
That's right. That's right.
We can use that meme. That'd be fantastic.
I dig that.
So the Jaguars get Urban Meyer. The Jets get Robert Saleh. It's a huge day. I mean it. Arthur Smith will probably be employed by this time tomorrow night. But it's another strange day for Kyrie Irving. Are there any other kind? According to who you want to believe, he's either close to rejoining the team or he's going to sit out the season. Nets GM Sean Marks saying tonight that he actually spoke with Kyrie Irving, who has not played for the team for a few days, and said that he's excited to come back and play alongside James Harden. But is he coming back? No, that wasn't said. This runs directly conflicting another report earlier in the day that said that Kyrie Irving is so mad with the Nets, they didn't talk to him about hiring Steve Nash, didn't talk to him about getting James Harden, that he could sit out the rest of the season. All right, so suddenly my 50 games of the big three playing looks, if you take the under, it looks pretty good. But I'll tell you, Mike,
it gets put out there, right? Now it's circulating, yeah. Not just you, somebody else. Maybe they're just taking yours as a report instead of an opinion. You know, I heard this. Yeah. Hey, you know, that wouldn't be the first to get a random round of, well, there's some speculation. It's like, yeah, it was two idiots bloviating on the radio saying, wouldn't it be cool if ...
But at this point for the Nets, they need to stand up and show some spine. They need to stand up and say, okay, you know what, Kyrie? Here's the thing. You come in and play by this day or you're suspended, and then we'll figure things out from there. Because all Kyrie Irving has done is embarrass them since he left the team. All right, if he needed time away for whatever reason, he had stayed quiet, we didn't hear from him, I understand, okay, you don't know what the guy's going through. But since he went away from the team, we have found out that A, most likely went to his sister's birthday party and was partying without a mask on. The NBA is investigating. He shows up at a political Zoom at the same time the Nets are supposed to be playing because he's supporting someone running for district attorney in Manhattan. We have multiple reports of how unhappy he is with the team. He's unhappy with Steve Nash. He's unhappy they traded for James Harden. Meanwhile, the Nets have said nothing to support Steve Nash in any of this, which is ridiculous. But they want to kowtow to Kyrie Irving so much. All of this stuff, this just makes the Nets look bad. They make the Nets look like, look, you can run roughshod over them. Whatever you guys think, we'll do whatever you want, KD or Kyrie. The Nets have to have some guts, and they got to stand up and say, you're in by this day or you're suspended. Now, you know, I don't have to draw that line in the sand of we're trading you, even though you're probably looking to trade. And we talked about it last night that most likely they're looking to see if they can pawn them off somewhere. But you at least have to stand up and say, you're in by this day or you're suspended. And then we'll take a few days and figure things out after that. The Nets have to do something because all he's doing is embarrassing them.
Yeah, it's one of those interesting situations. I like that you present it as an Ocean's 11-like affair. You're either in or you're out right now. And then, you know, Matt Damon comes along, and all of a sudden they're at the Ruben's place, and they're figuring it out. But I think, you know, it's interesting that Mark says he's excited to come back, and I've talked to him. Like, I hope he really talked to him, and that it's not just a – I think he's going to want to come back. Seemed to like when we were talking about Harden, because, look, we've also seen reports – earlier today, and something we theorized, that these guys all talk to each other. They'd probably planted the seeds of, I ain't going back to Houston, and it's too long here. You guys want me to come play with you? Right? So reports that Durant and Harden had already concocted this, and I got to assume that they didn't leave Kyrie Irving fully in the dark because, well, Durant hitched his wagon to him. So, yeah, it's good theater. It's a lot of scuttlebutt. I'll just wait for one of the principals to actually talk about it. Harden will address the media tomorrow afternoon.
We'll have that tomorrow night. Our big Football Friday show is a preview of the big weekend in the NFL. You can download, listen to our Best Of podcast if you missed any of it. Coming up in a few minutes, our takes on Meyer, Robert Saleh, Jay Glazer, whatever it is, it's there on iTunes. Wherever you listen to podcasts, download it. We'll love you. Ben's next.